plan today and get your people up and running tomorrow. With fully furnished tech-powered co-working spaces, offices, and admin support, Regis manages the details so you can focus on your business. Short-term, long-term, all on your terms. Regis makes it easy and affordable. Call Regis now at 1-800-OFFICES and get a free office or meeting room for a day. Regis, here to help you grow.
Are you ready to take your diabetes management to the next level? Put the ContourNex meter to the test and challenge your meter. The ContourNex meter makes testing easy and highly accurate with close to lab level results. And ContourNex gives you a second chance, allowing you to reapply to the same strip when the first sample is not enough, saving you time and money. So take the challenge. Go to ContourNexChallenge.com, get a free meter, and enter to win free test strips. Find ContourNex at your local meter pharmacy.
Iran has flexed its military muscle. Iran's test firing of a new long-range ballistic missile over the weekend did not come as a surprise to the White House.
But this is altogether separate from the nuclear agreement that Iran reached with the rest of the world.
Press Secretary John Kerry says when it comes to the nuclear program,
Iran, over the last couple of years, has demonstrated a track record of abiding by the commitments that they made in the context of the nuclear talks.
The agreement calls on Iran not to do anything related to ballistic missiles capable of delivering nuclear weapons. Iran says its missiles are not designed for that. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
Angry Russia is appealing to the International Civil Aviation Organization to open a new probe into the Malaysian Airlines plane shot down in Ukraine, calling it unfounded and biased. A Dutch investigation that included that it was the Russian-made missile fired from an area controlled by pro-Moscow rebels. In Milwaukee, a gun store held accountable for a shooting that injured two police officers.
The Badger guns intentionally disregarded the rights of Brian Narber and Graham Kunish as members of the public to the right to safety. The jury answered this question, yes.
Judge John D'Amato, the jury held the gun store liable for selling a gun to a buyer, purchasing it for someone else who used it, got 80 years in prison for the shooting of one officer missing part of his brain. The jury awarded the Cubs nearly $6 million. The Cubs win, and their fans can't believe it. Chicago won a playoff series at Wrigley Field for the first time ever.
We're going to celebrate this. We deserve to celebrate this. It's been a long time coming for this city, and hopefully it's just a sign of things to come.
Anthony Rizzo's overhead power, Chicago bats St. Louis into the National League Championship Series. They'll either play the Mets or Dodgers next. L.A. tied that series 2-2 last night, beating New York 3-1.
Was it the supersized burger that gave you stomach pains?
Order up!
Or could those nagging pains be something more serious? We all have everyday aches and pains, but if the symptoms don't go away or get worse, you can rely on the ER at Cartersville Medical Center to be there for you 24/7. Our team of expert emergency trained physicians will diagnose and treat you so that you can get back to the food you enjoy.
Check engine light just come on. Is it time for a tune-up? Is something just not right with your car, truck, or SUV? Then it's time to come down to Lee's Total Car Care and have our expert technicians take a look. We only hire the best mechanics who look forward to coming in and taking care of your vehicle in a timely and professional manner. We're conveniently located in Cartersville and look forward to getting your vehicle into tip-top shape as soon as possible. To learn more about Lee's Total Car Care or to make an appointment, give us a call today
at 770-387-0003.
Welcome back, everybody. 770-382-1270 is the phone number if you want to participate. You're really welcome. 8:07, 7 minutes after 8.
What's that noise over there?
It was me ripping this off my phone. It was like sticking out more than ever. It's like over in the middle of the room.
I put it out soon. I mean, okay, 47 degrees outside here. How's the weather?
Foggy.
Okay.
Somewhat.
Foggy, okay.
Chilly.
Chilly. I like it, though. Would you like this?
I do.
Don't you like seasons? I like seasons.
I like seasons.
I do. I like
you. You grew up in Florida?
Warm all the time. It's wintertime is
hot. Hotter and hotter.
It's during the wintertime, it'll get down to 65 tonight.
And people there think it's cold.
Oh, yeah.
My poor sister, she moved from Florida to Ohio. I was kind of making fun of her yesterday because I noticed they're going to be below freezing this weekend. And she was in Florida for like 8 years.
Let me think. I mean, Florida, I like Georgia and like the seasons, but there's no way I can do the Ohio thing. I mean, that's a different world.
Like effect snows and all that.
I couldn't do that. It's going to be a minus 10 all day today. You know,
Yeah, that's what I grew up in. We go home for Christmas sometimes and it's like, you're kidding me?
I couldn't.
16 degrees and it's warmer than yesterday.
I couldn't do it. And it might last for that for days, right? I mean,
and it's gray for months.
And up there, you're still expected to go to work.
Oh, of course. Of course, even when there's snow on the ground.
You get 2 feet of snow and you're expected, you have to go show up. No, I don't agree with that.
No, I had to go to my student teaching once with a thin layer of ice when I was in college, with a thin layer of ice on the street, and they didn't cancel school because...
They don't care. They don't care. They just show up. You still got to show up. Everybody goes, I couldn't do that. I could not. I have a hard time now. When it gets down to like in the 20s, my hands are hurt. You know, it just hurts.
You don't know what cold is like until you've had, you know, 20 below zero and you can't take a breath without feeling like the water vapor is freezing your lungs. Yeah, nobody should have to do that.
Couldn't do it. Heidi Dave is going to be around 76 overnight, about 48 tomorrow. Basically the same thing Friday. High about 77, low 45. Sunny days. It's all day or every day out there through the weekend is sunny day. High about 67 on Saturday. High about 66 on Sunday. Overnight's low 40. Still 75. Still a mass from 92. Right across the 575 merge. Everybody comes together and slide across. Everybody, it's Melissa Honeycue, Georgia Politics, georgiapolitics.org.
Okay, first, before we get to all the great fun that happened last night, I want to remind everybody that early voting started for the SPLOST in Bartow County, started Monday. So between now and the Friday before the election in November, go to the county office, the old state patrol, where the elections office is, and you can go early. I think that, I haven't checked, but normally what they do is they open up the Civic Center by the library for the week before, they call it advance and early voting. I'm not sure which one is which, but anyway, through this week you can go down to the office on 41 and you can vote, and make sure you figure out whether you're going to support the For the Children penny tags or whether you're going to say enough is enough and nothing, no more.
It's a lousy penny.
It's a lousy penny, but there's a principle involved. I always vote no. I don't care what it's for. I'm so tired of all these taxes they add on. Fees, charges. It's ridiculous. We already raised the gas tax and...
Republicans raised the gas tax. Republicans, remind everybody of that.
Republicans and conservatives, small government conservatives, are two different things, as we've been finding out here lately. But anyway, go vote. Whether you're a yes or a no, you can give your opinion, and the turnout will be low, so whoever shows up gets to decide. Don't let just, 5% of the people decide your taxes for you.
It's sad.
It is sad. Well, I don't know what they're expecting turnout-wise, but it's a SPLOST and an off-year. I would expect it to be pretty darn low.
Right.
It's low, they complain about turnout on a presidential year, and this is worse than a primary in the midterms,
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nobody's going to show up. So if you can get enough people together on your side to go, then your side has a good chance of winning. So did you watch the whole debate last night?
I missed like the last 30 minutes because I had to go to sleep.
All that socialism, it put you to sleep? I mean, I'm so surprised that it didn't hold your attention.
I don't think that's socialism. I think...
Free college.
There's no such thing as free college. Pays for it.
$15 minimum wage. Yeah, no such thing as free. They want the rich to pay for it. And I liked how somebody pointed out Hillary is the 1%. At one point.
Well, she is. I mean, she's a very successful woman.
Yeah, but you know what, though?
Yeah.
She probably has a really good tax attorney, like Donald Trump, who can avoid paying the taxes, so she's not worried about all those.
Every jet she flies is a write-off. I mean, it's enormous write-off she probably pays. But no, this is not, they want to help the middle.
They want to help people by taking from one group of people and giving to another. That's socialism.
Well, no, that's socialism.
Tell me how that's not socialism.
Is the military socialism?
They didn't talk about funding the military.
No, but I mean,
they didn't talk about funding the military.
Is all of it?
No. Let's not talk about the military because they didn't.
Is Social Security?
But
we have to have it.
No, we don't. We didn't have it until the Roosevelt administration. How did we survive without Social Security before? I mean, come on, really? You only think we have to have it because we've had it your whole life. We don't have to have it.
Yes, we do.
You know what it was supposed to be?
What?
It was supposed to be an insurance, like a life insurance type program. You weren't supposed to stay alive long enough to draw on it. It was only for the small amount of people who managed to make it to a certain age.
Okay.
Everybody was supposed to pay in, and almost nobody was supposed to actually take it.
What a con job.
Well, and then they, you know, people started living longer.
What they were saying last night is, United States used to be number one. It really...
Yeah, until we regulated everything out of...
Until we started getting people like President Reagan.
No,
we had the trickle down economics, and everything was geared toward everything was geared toward
less. You just don't know anything about economics, do you?
No, it doesn't work. Nobody knows it.
No, it does work.
No, you know.
Wait. What's gonna happen if they get their dream and raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour? What happens to the employment rate?
Employment's going to go up.
No, it's not, because these businesses can't afford to keep hiring people.
Wait, okay.
That rate. You want to pay $15 for your burger?
Gas prices, first thing President Obama does is he gets rid of oil dependency. We're not bringing as many...
He lets countries drill in the Gulf, and they're not American.
By lowering gas prices.
He didn't lower gas prices.
They now have more money to spend on big screen TVs and iPhones. We do.
Do you think that's going to get the economy going?
Yes.
Wait.
So now
they're giving people phones, you know, with the Obama phone program and free stuff. I bet you everyone's entitled to a TV.
If you put more money in people's pockets, more people will
I have a question for you. Does government put more money in people's pockets, or do employers who have the freedom to succeed give more money to
government?
Government does not create
jobs. Good morning, caller. Good morning.
Hey, David. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm sitting here walking on the beach as the sun's coming up, you know, with the sand on my tires, walking my dog.
You work for a capitalist, don't you?
And literally listening to y'all. Hey, Melissa, correct me if I'm wrong, but when they talk about raising taxes like this is just on payroll dollars. The people that get paid dividends, Wall Street people dividends.
Absolutely.
And people like Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton that get $50,000 speeches on the circuit, on the speech circuit, they are not applicable to these type of taxes that they're talking about.
Exactly.
They're exempt. So when you talk about, you know, the rich, the 1% rich and all that, a lot of those people, you know, set their own salaries, their payroll salaries, so their taxes that they pay are really not that much.
Because they get dividends.
That's exactly correct.
You know, Hillary has a good attorney to make sure that she doesn't have to pay those taxes. And the dirty little secret is that the Democrats, all except Bernie Sanders, are really, the ones that are up there, are really a lot more beholden to big business than the Republicans are. They don't really want to do some of these things. But they know that their friends will not pay these taxes.
Johnny, I got to take a break, but I want to ask
you. Hey, turn that music down, David. I'll let go.
Johnny, you know what's going on. Does the economy flourish more under a Republican or Democratic president?
Well, I'd have to go back more than you did. I don't know.
It depends on the Congress.
Clinton had
a Republican Congress, and it did pretty well.
Hillary said it in the debate last night, and it is a fact.
Oh, my goodness.
America does better. Yes, it does.
Melissa, keep up the fight.
Thank you.
Hillary said it.
It's gospel.
Bye.
Fox Country.
I'm Michelle Pavino. The Country Music Awards released another list of
the show in November, Miranda Lambert, Kelsey Ballerini, Maddie and Faye, and Casey Musgraves join previously announced performers Hank Williams Jr. and Eric Church. Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood return to host the 3 Hour Gala. Fort Lauderdale will be hotter than normal this April as the three-day Tortuga Music Fest announced Blake Shelton, Tim McGraw, and Dierks Bentley are set to headline in mid-April. Other stars joining the guys are Sam Hunt, Thomas Rhett, Billy Currington, Kip Moore, and legendary records Leonard Skinner. Christian Yearwood, a lifelong Elvis fan, will be lighting up Graceland this holiday season. The country star will flip the switch on the traditional lights and decorations. During the annual lighting ceremony on Friday, November 20th, she will also perform a song for guests gathered at a special event. That's Fox Country on Fox News Radio.
Securing America.
A new survey finds an overwhelming number of Americans think they're cyber safe, and experts say they shouldn't feel that way. The survey by ESET and the National Cybersecurity Alliance found 1 in 5 homes got a breach notification last year, and 50% of those got multiple notifications. Yet 79% said they still felt safe. 40% don't even bother changing the password on their routers.
That router is what broadcasts your Wi-Fi signal into your house, which is what most people are using to connect their device.
Alliance Director Michael Kaiser also notes most parents have had a cyber ed talk with their kids, and yet
60% of the parents allowed password sharing between their kids and their friends.
The Alliance and Homeland Security are cyber educating hundreds of school kids in LA today, but for those who aren't attending, we'd tell them,
think about everything they're posting and what the consequences of that might be if they were to post a picture that was somehow inappropriate that might be on the internet forever.
Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News Radio.
Hey, this is Tim. Treasure Chest out. 927 Mechanical Street. That's our new location. Come on by and see us. You never know what you'll find. We've got circuits, we've got beds, we've got tables, we've got surgery. Splice the space. Like us on Facebook. Check us out on the web. Phone number 770-482-4652. We're the same friendly family with a lot more values to choose from. Treasure Chest out. 927 Mechanical Street.
Sun-tangled. We tint windows. Everything we do comes with a lifetime warranty. What sets us apart? Experience. We've been in business for over 22 years right here in the same location. I've been tinted for 25. Just wanted everybody to know that we do more than cars. We do houses, we do boats, we do commercial buildings. We can save you a lot of money on the energy bill. We can add security to your house with safety and security films. We can do a lot of things. Give us a call.
Show on WYXC. To be a part of today's conversation, call 770-382-1270. And now, here's David Tunnell.
Sharp-looking woman, and I am...
Her husband is more, is like he's Bill Clinton's, you know, identical twin.
No.
I mean, come on, that's why she works for Hillary.
But I'm looking,
she gets it.
I'm looking forward to her being chief of staff. I really look forward to that.
Goodness.
I really am.
She's better looking than Hillary, I'll give her that.
She is sharp-looking. She's sharp. She had on a dress, that same kind of dress that, like, whatever name is over there, I can't think of Prince's wife.
Kate?
Yes, white dress like
I
that.
I didn't even see him. I must have missed it.
Oh, man, she looked good. And I know she will be a terrific chief of staff.
Whatever. Okay, so what's the first thing you think that I noticed about the field when they walked out compared to the Republicans?
Sincere, honest.
Old white people. Old white people. They want to talk about diversity in the party. You think about it, the Republicans have an Indian American, they have 2 Cuban Americans, a black American, and a woman in the field, and in this one, the only diversity you have is a woman, but they're all pretty, you know, up there in age. I'd say O'Malley Webb looked, you know, on the younger end of the scale, and that's not saying much, but you've got Hillary Clinton and Lincoln Chafee and Bernie Sanders, who are just like, you know.
The Democratic Party have just.
Old white people.
The Democratic Party has just had their first black president for two terms.
Old white people.
They're getting ready to have their first female president, and you're complaining about. What?
I don't want to hear any more about Republicans not being diverse when our field of candidates is the most diverse and you on your side have a bunch of old white people.
See, Republicans will play the game and all we love. Remember, who was that WSB talk show host? What was his name?
Herman King?
Yeah, everybody loved Herman. Remember, Herman was up there number one.
I voted for him for Senate, by the way.
I know.
But I voted for him. Yeah. So and I voted for Melvin Everson for
Waiver. There's no way Herman Cain will allow. Right now, they're playing. Herman Cain is, you know, we're not.
He's an outsider.
We're not the all-white male party. We're not the all-white. So they.
Look, you're the type that you party, liberal. You want to play the race games. We don't care what color you are. We don't care.
Well, I'm just telling you, they're going to play. They're going to say, oh, man, we've got the diversity. We've got the
Indian. We do have the diversity.
But they won't be allowed
to. Why do you say that we can't get credit for it?
You get credit.
We don't get credit for it, and no one points out the glaring hypocrisy of the fact that the Democrat nominees are all old white people. I mean, and Hillary, all she was about last night was, I'm a girl. Like, vote for me because I'm a girl, and I've seen the Saturday Night Live skits, and they are so spot on that it's her turn. It's her turn. So, I mean, come on. Okay, so another thing they talked about last night, gun control.
Yes.
Okay, every last one of those people on the stage wants to give people the ability to sue gun manufacturers after someone gets shot.
Right.
Do you agree with that?
Not necessarily. A gun No, I don't think you should be able to say
I was going to say, I hope not. Because, look, what if I took this microphone and I beat you to death with it? Should your family be able to sue the microphone company because the microphone was obviously the cause of, you know, death for you?
No, of course not.
Okay, well, our car, if you're driving a car and you purposely run someone over and kill them, should the car manufacturer be held accountable for your actions? Or should you?
There is a difference.
No, there's not.
Yes,
okay, so let's go with a knife. A knife is often used in the commission of a crime. If I took a knife and I stabbed someone to death, should the knife maker be sued? So I like Chicago Cutlery, I think is what I've got at my house. Should Chicago Cutlery be sued if I stab someone with one of my knives?
No.
Okay, so what's the difference?
The difference is...
That logically. Use logic.
Okay. Let's say the car and the gun. Car is made for transportation. Car is made to take
a gun is made for protection and hunting.
A gun is made to inflict damage on human.
No. A gun is not made to inflict damage on a human. A gun is made to shoot things. Now, you can shoot a target, you can shoot a deer, you can shoot a bear, or you can shoot a person, but it's not made specifically to kill people. I mean, people use guns for a variety of things. Recreation, I mean, look, people like to shoot bows and arrows and all kinds of things. Target practice, and, you know.
Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Dave.
Morning, church lady.
Morning. Glad you called.
You're making a good point. Did you hear
Thank
the
you.
They asked one of my They asked one of my flat about the Black Lives Matter or the
Yes.
Everyone was black. And I admire the truth because he's white.
Somebody should have asked them, do black lives in the womb matter? Because they're aborted at a higher rate than any other category.
Okay.
So I guess they don't matter because they want to give women the constant ability to do that.
Why can't you answer that? Just answer that question. Just don't you?
Do Black Lives Matter or All Lives Matter?
No, wait. Do Black Lives?
No.
Can you answer that question? Just without changing the question.
Did you hear the question? They said, do Black Lives Matter or do All Lives Matter? They asked them to choose between Black Lives and All Lives, and every one of them chose Black Lives except one, and they did not make Hillary actually answer that question. They reframed it and asked it to her in a different way, which I didn't think was quite, it was obvious they were trying to give her a pass on that question so she wouldn't have to say anything controversial that would turn off other people.
Melissa, and they stuck together. They kept one another. They didn't fight against one another like the Republicans did.
Yep.
Because when they asked her about her service, you had Bernie jumped in after
that
car. Yeah. You know, the general officer, they stuck together. The Republicans fight like kids.
Yeah.
Not for sales.
That's
what's costing them a lot of stuff.
That's right.
And it's a trick of the Democrats to bring the fight against one another.
Yep, I agree with that.
They even said that, you know, during when Obama was running for president, they used the grace card against Hillary. Remember, Obama did, remember?
They sure did.
That was something they used against everybody. Because Obama used to against Hillary herself.
Thank you, Church Lady.
I agree on the Black Lives Matter question. That was a bad question. And Hillary didn't know the answer.
It's a bad question, but if somebody were to ask you, just ask you without changing the question.
Then I would say all lives matter.
That's not the question.
What's the question then?
Do Black Lives Matter?
Of course they do.
There you go.
That wasn't the question in the debate. The question was,
and
it was from a person, like, it was a black person who had submitted you can't change. You're asking me to answer the question in a different way than you were asked.
You
have
to be completely honest about it. Do Black Lives Matter?
Yes.
Not really.
Yes.
All lives matter.
All lives matter. Wait, I have a question to you.
Why
is it offensive to say all lives matter?
Because that's not
because
even,
why?
Because all lives don't matter.
But they do.
No, they don't.
They should.
Okay, they should, but they matter to whom?
They should matter to all of us.
No, they don't. All lives.
Whose life do you care about outside of your own?
Okay, you know, honey, you hear people starving outside of your own. You really do. You've got people who...
Okay, and there are people who give to those kids.
And do their lives matter to us? No, they don't matter at all. So do all lives
matter? Okay, so we have a cultural problem.
We can pretend like all lives matter, but they don't.
Yeah, but we're not. We're basically being told that it's controversial to say all lives matter.
I'm just being honest. Do all lives matter? Not really.
Oh, my goodness. It's kind of like what you were saying when I was coming in. You're like really selfish and you're wanting more out of the offering plate than you, you know, would have had.
No, I'm just honest.
No,
do all lives matter?
They do.
No, not really. No.
They do.
It doesn't matter what color you are.
It doesn't matter what color you are.
They can pretend like they all matter, but
my goodness, well, tell me all lives matter.
No, they don't.
They do too. How do you know? Discount retailer isn't reducing the number of store-level
jobs. And you can put this in the We Should Be So Lucky category. A rare photo of outlaw Billy the Kid, which was purchased for $2, turns out to be worth $5 million. A collector bought the image in a California junk shop. Authentic photos of Billy the Kid are rare. The last one sold for $2.3 million. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Carol Zimmer.
It's smart.
SOS Mattress is having their huge end of summer sale. All the top name brand mattresses at 40 to 80% below the big box stores. We have closeouts, overstock, showroom samples at amazing prices with the finest quality. Check out our five-star reviews on Facebook. SOS Mattress on Highway 41, one block north of McDonald's. Nobody beats our quality. Nobody beats our prices. Nobody.
Good morning, Americans. I'm Todd Stearns with this Fox News and Commentary next. The smarter way to manage business expenses, presented by Concur.
After my conference, I checked out of the hotel, and the bill was automatically added to my expense report. Then I hopped into the taxi. I snapped a photo of the receipt using Concur, and bam, there it was on my expense report. Then I used my corporate card to buy the client's lunch. Another charge added to my expense report.
Expense reports can write themselves. It's one of the many ways Concur helps manage your company's spend so you can focus on the big picture. Take a free test drive today at tryconcur.com. The 2016 election were held today. Ben Carson would be president. The latest Fox News poll shows Hillary Clinton trailing all the top tier Republican candidates. Dr. Carson beat her by 11 points, Donald Trump by 5. Meanwhile, it's anybody's guess who will lead House Republicans. Still no word of who the next Speaker of the House might be. Symbolic of the bigger problem facing the Republicans, there's a leadership vacuum. Meanwhile, everybody but Paul Ryan wants Paul Ryan for the job. Time will tell. President Obama's complaining about Fox News again, says we make him look scary, but not nearly as scary as his fundamental transformation of the nation. Talk about scary, that's a full-fledged drop through the little shop of horrors. Donald Trump announced he's going to host Saturday Night Live November 7th, set your DVRs. Going to be huge. Huge, I say.
I'm Don Weathers with 24 Bail Bonding, located at 85 Zena Drive, Cartersville, Georgia, right down the street from the jail. 770-382-2424. We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Easy payment plans, good customer service. When you're in trouble with the law, I'm the guy to call. 770-382-2424. 24 Bail Bonding, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Come see me.
You already know Johnny's Pizza. We offer $1 cheese slices on Monday, and Tuesdays we host Team Trivia at 7:30. But I also wanted to take a moment to let you know about our extensive lunch menu that we offer Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We offer 9 different lunch options, each with a free drink. They're made fresh to order, and we'll make sure that we get you out of here in plenty of time to get back to your day. Stop by Johnny's Pizza for lunch, 244 North Dixie Avenue.
No one likes to think about it. No one likes to talk about it. Few people know what to do about it. But taking the necessary steps now to plan and fund your funeral is very important to your family's future. In fact, it is very comforting to know that your wishes are not already carried out. It ensures less worry for your loved ones, and it ensures that your family will not be faced with a financial burden of your funeral. We purchase protection for things in life that might happen, such as auto and health insurance. Doesn't it make sense to purchase protection for our final arrangements, since it is something that will happen? Hart Gaines Funeral Home offers affordable pre-arrangements with a wide variety of payment options. We also accept pre-arrangements made at other funeral homes. To learn more or to speak with a professional, please call Hart Gaines Funeral Home at 770-382-0034. 770-382-0034.
Minutes after 8, currently outside 48 degrees. It's going to be a nice week, very sunny highs today. Overnight, for the next 5 nights, mid to higher 40s, but You're looking at highs, like 76 today is going to be high, 76 tomorrow, high 77 Friday. 67 is the high on the Saturday with only a overnight about 42. Six
weather or weather?
I love it. I do. You need a little sweater and all that. You need maybe a long shirt or something. That's not, this is nice weather. I love this stuff. Still out there on 75, I don't, slow down about around 92 and continues all the way down to about South Marietta Parkway. We just kind of riding the brakes. Melissa Hodicke, everybody, Georgia Politics, georgiapolitics.org.
Okay, the last two things I want to touch on the Democrats, because I'm kind of tired of talking about them, is that pretty much, I know any Republican who watched it last night probably either switched it off or spent the whole time doing what we did at our house, trying to figure out which one we hated the least, just in case one of them happens to win. And I think Jim Webb wins that because he was a soldier and, you know, he was the least socialist of all of them.
Right.
But I don't think he has a chance. Okay, so there's a poll that came out that says that Clinton would lose by 11 points to Carson, she would lose by 5 points to Trump, she would lose by 4 points to Bush, and she would lose by 3 points to Fiorina. On the other hand, Joe Biden, you know, they held a podium for him for the debate as long as they could, but he decided not to do it. He would beat Trump by 13, Bush by 5, Fiorina and Carson by 4. So, looks to me like Joe Biden is the one who would be a lot more electable than Hillary Clinton.
Good morning, Colin.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, America.
Morning.
Morning.
I got a question for Melissa. This morning in the paper, it said that we're having early elections in Blackfoot County.
Yes.
The trouble is that, who are we voting for and what are we voting for?
All that's on the ballot is a special purpose local option sales tax, so continuing the penny sales tax.
So that's the only thing that you're going to be voting for, the
penny tax? Yeah, that's it. That's all that's on the ballot, and I can guarantee you they put it on the ballot now so nobody would show up, so it'll pass. So
a handful of people will make this decision.
Exactly, because nobody knows about it.
Yeah, that's right. It wasn't in the paper or nothing, so.
Yep, so it's to build a new school, I think, is what the project is. I think it spells it out on the ballot what the project is.
And what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? If everybody wants to, if nobody's interested.
Well, if you all want to pay for it, then that's good. I'll just do all my shopping in my new county rather than here because the sales tax is less.
We could have waited to next year to put that off.
They could have because it doesn't expire for at least another year, if not more. They always overlap it just to give them an extra chance to try and pass it again if it fails. It never does here, though. I mean, I don't think any of
them. So who makes that decision?
I believe with an education SPOST and EWAST, the school systems get together and they make a list of their projects and then they put it on the ballot. And so the school boards for the county and the city of Cartersville probably, I think they both agreed to it. I don't think it's just for the county. But anyway, the major project that I know about is a new elementary school in Adairsville.
So it's not something the people agree on. It's what the government wants or the local government wants?
Exactly. The local governments decide what they want the SPOS to be and then they ask you permission to do it.
Okay.
So, all right,
thank you.
Thank you.
You're
welcome. All right, so let's get off of the subject of the Democrat debate and go on to the speaker's race. Last week when we met, the Republicans were going to have a meeting on Thursday and they were going to decide which one of the three, Kevin McCarthy, Daniel Webster, or Jason Chaffetz, that they wanted to be their nominee for speaker, and the vote was supposed to be at the end of October so that Boehner could become. But they started their little meeting on Thursday, walked in, McCarthy said he wasn't running again, and Boehner promptly shut down the meeting and postponed the vote indefinitely. To my knowledge, they have not decided when they're going to have that vote again, and that was quite a surprise to me, because there were rumors that McCarthy didn't have the votes, that he didn't have the 218, and the Freedom Caucus had endorsed Daniel Webster, who's more about changing the process and allowing more amendments and things.
See, that's the problem in the Congress right now, is you've got these crazies.
Our congressman is one of the Freedom Caucus members, right?
Okay.
He's not crazy.
Oh, I believe
he's not crazy.
You're the guy that voted for Boehner?
Oh, no, quit.
No, wait a minute. Seriously.
That's not going
to work. Okay, look, he voted for Boehner.
Okay,
there's like 20 of them. There's not even that many of them.
40.
Okay,
40.
And they're slowing the whole they're bringing to a, they're the service.
Trying to force and their leadership to do what they even they
are. Even their own Republican, fellow Republicans are saying they're the suicide caucus. They will completely shut down the entire government.
Because you know how we've discussed often that there's not a dime worth of difference between Republicans and Democrats?
Yes.
There's ones that are saying that the Freedom Caucus guys and the conservatives are bad. Those are the ones that will get into power and raise your taxes like David Ralston.
Right.
That's the type of people we're talking about. So we've got 40 guys who are just saying, look, we want to debate bills, we want to debate amendments, we want people to be able, it's the people's house, it's supposed to be run by the representatives, not leadership. No one should be punished for voting for their conscience or voting the way their constituents want them to. I mean, the whole reason we have 435 members of Congress is because they're supposed to represent the interests of their constituents. Now, I think you would agree with me that people in California and people in Massachusetts and people in Georgia think differently from each other. So we have our representative who's gone up there to represent our beliefs and our interests, and that's the way it is all over the country. We've got 435 different districts, and each one picks a representative that thinks like they do. So it's supposed to be messy. It's not supposed to be run by one guy. When you have the leadership, the speaker and his leadership team who say, you're voting like this, or you're out of here, or you're never going to get a bill through, then the speaker, who happens to currently be from Ohio is the only one who's being represented then. That's the only person, and I just think that you ought to allow the process to play out. Now, I'm not sure why McCarthy quit. I don't know if it's because he didn't have the vote.
Because he was cheating on his wife.
Well, there is that rumor which the other representative
of another congresswoman.
She actually vehemently denies that. I don't know what the story is on that.
The Republicans got a problem cheating on their spouse. They really
The Democrats do it too. It's just they never claim to be family values, so nobody thinks they're a hypocrite.
That's right. You're absolutely right.
So I guess it's okay for them to cheat.
They're not hypocrites. You're absolutely right.
Bill Clinton never promised to be a family values guy, so him cheating on Hillary repeatedly is okay with you.
Pretty much.
Yeah, so that's what it is. I think you think it's worse to be a hypocrite than to commit adultery.
Absolutely.
So,
well, no, they're both bad.
They're both bad, but you give the Democrats a pass because they never said they wouldn't cheat on their wives.
That's exactly right.
Okay, whatever. Maybe McCarthy decided it wasn't worth the headache. I can see why a lot of people don't want to be speaker.
Oh, my gosh.
Because it's a lose-lose situation.
Yeah.
Everything.
These guys are psycho crazy.
They're not crazy. They believe in limited government. And wait, they believe in doing what the voters were promised when they were elected.
And they're
that bad?
Well, they're crazy and all the other Republicans know they're crazy. They're called the suicide caucus because they will demolish the entire United States of America.
They're trying to save the country from socialists like Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton. Now, here in Georgia, we've got Lee Westmoreland, who's considering running. Tom Price was going to run for majority leader, but Kevin McCarthy has decided to stay in that position, so that's no longer open. And I think people have kind of tossed his name around, but I don't really think that's going to happen. He thinks we need an interim speaker who's, you know, somebody who's retiring. Maybe.
What's wrong with Paul Ryan?
Okay, Paul Ryan, he has not decided. First of all, he's saying he's not running.
No, he's saying what he's saying is, and the guy very much
votes for it. Spokesman has said repeatedly he's not running and nothing has changed.
He wants 100% of the Republicans to say, we're on board, we'll support you.
Okay, now that sounds like something a king would say, and that really annoys me. Like, I'll run if you all will say that you're not, that you're basically going to bow down and kiss my ring,
right,
and nobody's going to vote against me. That's ridiculous.
No, because he knows the Republican Party, and they're crazy. And he knows they're crazy. So
it's about the process. And here's our congressman, he's quoted on this situation. I need to see your vision. What are you going to do? How are you going to effectively use strategies to break the backlog in the Senate? How are we going to effectively fight for what the American people want? And then he says, look, the presidential election should be a good thermostat for what the American people are feeling. The top candidates on the Republican side are government outsiders. Now, that's true. I mean, people are frustrated with the insiders. The process is broken. The speaker has too much power and governs by punishment instead of, you know, allowing the process to play out. What is wrong with debating bills? And sometimes you win some, sometimes you lose some.
Nothing,
and that's what we should be doing. I mean, that's the whole beauty of the system is you go out there and they're supposed to be giving their best arguments and listening to both sides and then making a determination on the bills and amending the them?
You know the approval rating right now with President Obama is like 47-48%.
No, you mean right.
I don't care what the approval rating is.
We're talking about the Congress working.
The approval rating of the Congress is like 8%.
Okay, and you know why? 8%. You know why their approval rating is low?
Their approval
rating is low because they're not doing what they promised the people they were going to do. Now, Obama?
The Republicans have got one of the largest majorities.
And they're not doing what they promised the people.
In like 80 years. The largest majority.
Yes. And they're still doing what Democrats want.
So you're saying they're not doing it,
What I'm saying is they're not doing what they promised to do, and that's why people are angry.
That's the Republican Party.
Well, and that's a real shame, and that's what the Freedom Caucus is trying to change. And that's why they're not crazy. They're not crazy. Church lady thinks you're crazy.
Shows the Republican race for president is tightening at the top and voters' ethical preferences are being revealed. Donald Trump continues to lead.
There's no good news for our country, and I think people are tired of it, and I think that's why I'm doing so well.
But Ben Carson is close behind with 23% to Trump's 24%.
And I will not talk the way that they think I should talk and embrace the ideals that they think should be embraced.
Fox News polling director Dana Bland.
Support for Carson has nearly doubled in the last 2 months. In addition, he is seen by voters as being more ethical than others.
Hypothetical matchups against Hillary Clinton have Carson with the biggest margin over her right now. The two respective frontrunners top voters' least ethical list, Clinton at 50%, Trump at 49%. Blanton says in Carson's case,
that makes him well positioned to overtake Trump.
In New York, Gunal Scott, Fox News Radio.
Getting you hired and promoted. I'm Cheryl Cassoni with the Fox Business Network. A recent survey finds the number one reason people leave their job is not low pay, but lack of advancement opportunities. Business management expert Liz Wiseman says if you want to get ahead, you have to be at your best.
We find that people are at their best when they are experiencing a meaningful challenge. That actually our satisfaction goes up when we're doing something hard. We also found it's where people do their very best work, when they're engaged in a really hard challenge, when they're in this rookie zone.
Wiseman says workers need to teach their bosses how to take advantage of their abilities.
Tell people how to use me. This is my native genius. This is what I do easily and freely. And if you tell people how to use you, you're more likely to get used.
Plenty more career advice in Wiseman's books, Rookie Smarts, and Multipliers, and at my website, CassoniExchange.com. I'm Cheryl Cassoni with the Fox Business Network for Fox News Radio.
For over 18 years, CNN Goodyear on Grassdale Road has been providing the Bartow County community with quality repairs and tires. And for a limited time, CNN Goodyear on Grassdale Road is offering a free diagnostic test. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, I said free. Want to know why your check engine light is on or why your car or truck feels sluggish? Bring it over to Goodyear on Grassdale Road and our technicians will diagnose your problem and the diagnostic fee is free with approved repairs. Everyone likes free. 770-334-8977. CNN Goodyear, located right down the street from QT on West Hill Road.
And what's great about Texas Tavern? Monday Night Football, Open Mic Night every Tuesday, Team Trivia on Wednesday, and Mic Night on Thursday. And we have the best, and I mean best, live bands anywhere every Friday and Saturday night. On top of all that, you can watch your favorite college and NFL teams every weekend on over 20 big screen TVs. Did I mention the food? Good. Life is great at Six's Tavern.
Some conservatives say he fell on his head when he was a child. The fact of the matter is, he was pushed. You're listening to The David Paul Show here on 1270 WYXC. Now, here's David Paul.
Seven zero three eight two one two seven zero seven. 7-7-8-3-2-12-7. It's been a rough ride all morning on Delta 7 about southbound, starting around Lake Green. Right before the merge. Continuing to move up to South Loop. Temperature-wise, I love this one. 50 degrees right now. Melissa Honeycue, Georgia Politics, georgiapolitics.org.
All right, we'll finish up on the speaker's race. Some of the House Freedom Caucus, you know, the guys who think are crazy, they might be okay with polling. I'm not sure. You have to talk to them first before right. they decide whether he's okay with the process. But the big thing right now, they're off this week, and he has not made a decision and has kind of put everything on hold. Because there are several people that are looking at running who have not been able to make a decision because even Jason Chaffetz said he would get out if Ryan was in. So I think if he got in, he probably would have a good chance, but he has a young family who likes going on for the weekend. Yeah. So it's kind of frustrating that he's kind of playing this game of I need to have 100% support and making a decision.
I heard him break back when he needed from temporary.
I think that's just something that's been going around talk radio. I don't think there's any serious person who thinks that they could actually vote for an outsider. I mean, you don't have to be a member of the House to be Speaker.
Right.
So technically they can have whoever, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Bill Clinton would be good.
Bill Clinton, really? He's kind of preoccupied. He's helping his wife run for president.
But he'd be good.
He would not.
He's a good, you know.
Has he ever even been a legislator? I think he was like Attorney General in Arkansas before he became governor.
Best president of our generation.
Really?
Yeah.
Philanderer in chief. We just love that kind of stuff. I keep forgetting it's worse to be a hypocrite than to cheat on your wife. Whatever. Now, the Senate is an even bigger problem than the House. They've got this fake filibuster thing they've been doing since 1975. Interesting thing, I was trying to do some research on filibuster, and I have a copy of the 1828 dictionary, you know, the original dictionary that was written not too long after our country was founded. And people want to say, we have to keep the filibuster. Well, first of all, it's not in the Constitution. Second of all, the word filibuster wasn't even in the 1828 dictionary. I was really surprised. I mean, basically, they've changed it from 51 votes passes a piece of legislation to you need 60 votes. But the interesting thing on the filibuster is that it really wasn't used a lot until the last couple of years. Now it's, you know, it's the strategy that gets used.
Good morning, Colin. Well, here's the thing. You're talking about her dictionary. You know, words, we have to evolve and change definitions of words, don't we?
Exactly, like climate change?
Yeah, climate change, marriage, all these things. We have to change the definitions of words to, so people feel better about things.
Climate change was a big deal in the debate
back then. Climate change is a myth.
That's all they were about.
There's no climate change is a myth. There's been climate change since the beginning of time.
It's just a scheme to tax people because if you noticed last night, they were all about the carbon taxes, like Captain Gray type stuff.
And, you know, Democrats do not believe in economics. They just don't. And if you want to punish business by taxing them more and putting more regulations on them, what is business going to do?
Businesses are going to shut down or fire people. Mm-hmm. Or leave the country.
And if we encourage people to sit on the sidelines and be slaves to the government, but they don't have to work, that's what your side is doing, Dave.
With the stats say otherwise than what you're saying.
Look at the more socialist countries and how bad off they are, like Greece.
Hold on a second.
No. How many more people are in poverty now? That's increased. How many more people have food stamps now? That's increased.
There's a lot more people.
Yeah, and you know who's on food stamps.
And you know,
and why? We're talking women with children. Women with children work.
David, on the inauguration day, they were like a buck eight. They haven't been that low since. They were not 40-50, like you were saying.
Yeah,
they were a buck eight.
That is not true.
Your information is incorrect. Your information is incorrect.
When George Bush was president, what was the gas price when he left office? Hold on here. Bring him, Sarah. You said it.
Yeah. And yeah, David, you're woefully incorrect.
No, $3.28 a gallon.
No.
It's right here on, I just found it on Google.
Google, because that's a real conservative company that's fair.
Yeah.
Like,
They stack the deck and they put the stuff out there you want.
Do you remember under Clinton how well the economy was doing? Do you remember that?
Do you remember what that, you always want to ignore the fact that the Congress was made up of
Republicans.
The
reason the economy did well was because of Newt Gingrich.
I was going to say, who was the Speaker of the House? You just brought him up. Who was the Speaker of the House?
The economy.
Now, wait a minute. The president wasn't the one, okay? Yeah, it was bad. Until the Republicans took over and Bill Clinton knew that he needed to work with them because unlike Obama, he's willing to compromise. And Newt Gingrich was a pretty strong individual and he wasn't going to back down. None of them were going to back down.
The only people that President Obama is willing to fight are his Tea Party.
Yep.
Because I'm crazy.
Under
Obama, unemployment went from 7.2 to 5.1.
It changed the formula.
Gas price went from 324 to 231. This is the uninsured went from 15% to
9.1%.
Imported oil went from 11.2 gallons to
4.5.
All this is happening.
The oil? Because of private sector. He did nothing but fight that.
Okay.
I just looked up something on, and I think I don't remember if I had a chance to bring it up.
Okay.
The unemployment rate, or the number of people who are in the workforce, has not been this low for 38 years. They're playing with the statistics. Wait, 38 years. Who was the president then? I believe it was probably Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter, yeah.
So back in the Carter years when nobody had jobs, they're doing the same thing, but the Obama administration is good at propaganda, and they have changed the formula so that it looks better.
The baby boomers are retiring. The baby boomers
are staying
home.
They're talking about people who stopped looking for work. People just quit looking for work, so they take them off of that list.
They've gone on disability.
I gotta go.
You got to date, baby.
I gotta go. All right, see ya. Melissa Honeycutt, everybody.
See you next week.
GeorgiaPolitics.org. All right?
Yep.
How's the site working? Good. You keeping up with it?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, we'll see you next week. Deanna Barry will be here tomorrow at 8 o'clock.